Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
All right, latest on where the Pac-12 goes from here. Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports said the Pac-12 needs one more full member to reach FBS qualification. The expectation is that the league will explore media rights packages with its current eight members before adding more schools at a later date. No serious negotiations currently happening per those with knowledge. Bum, bum, bum. Sounds familiar. We've seen this before. We've seen this before.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it was the Pac-12 wasn't going to add Gonzaga, remember? And then that happened.
Well, no, this was exactly what the Pac-12 said right after Colorado left for the Big 12. Mm-hmm. And they said, nope, we're going to go and add more teams before we, or we're going to go add our TV deal before we go and add any more teams. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do the, no, we're going to go and get the media rights.
Yeah.
And then everybody else left.
Yeah, I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Well, they are saying that this one is only going to be a matter of weeks. I think they just want to get an assessment, which is kind of have the workup done by the networks to say, hey, if you have these teams right now, this is your valuation. If you add X, Y, Z, or X, or Y, or Z, depending on all the machinations, here's what we would give you, which is a nice roundabout way of saying, if you add UNLV and or Memphis, this is what this looked like.
Yeah, Memphis ain't coming, if you heard their AD.
Well,
I mean, he said bad deal.
From some other reporting, it does sound like Memphis was basically trying to play a power hand of, like, the same way that the Mountain West got some affirmations from the Air Force and getting a little bit more money. Memphis is trying to leverage that either out of the Pac-12 or the AC.
Well, yeah.
Which is, again, talking about the survival of the fittest stuff, that's what this is.
It's going to have to be substantial for Memphis, though.
Probably a full share.
Well, no, anybody that's joining is going to be a full. No, it'd have to be over the top because they have the longest travel of any team in the conference at that point. And it does not make sense for them to do that. But think about, for every other sport, it does not make sense. Because the money isn't what the Power Four conferences are giving. And the travel is going to be what you are seeing from, you know, the West Coast schools that got to go to the Big Ten or the Big 12, right? You have expansive travel now, but you're not going to be getting $30+ million, $50+ million. And this isn't just about football. This is about basketball, baseball, softball, volleyball. It is every single sport that you're going to have to travel for. Tennis, golf. Like, you don't have the budgets for that when you're not getting the $30 million, the $50 million. Yeah. And they are not a cash flush university like, I don't know, Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
Where even at
$34 billion endowment.
Yeah, where you're even running at a deficit or at a partial share. Cal's running at a deficit.
Yeah.
But even at a partial share, you can afford to go and do those things. So that will be really interesting with Memphis, is their AD was a bad deal. We're not going to take a bad deal. Yeah, if you're trying to sweeten it and get more money out of the Pac-12, yeah, you're going to do it. And you're going to squeeze everybody. And you're going to try to get, and you're trying to get an unfair amount, because it is unfair the amount of travel you're going to have to do comparative to everybody else who's out here in the West Coast. So I think this is actually a smart play by the Pac-12 to go out and say, all right, we've got our whale.
Mm-hmm.
They got their whale in expansion. It's Gonzaga basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can go to ESPN, CBS, Fox, and you can say, we have got Gonzaga, which has been to multiple Final Fours, has played for national championships. We have San Diego State, mm-hmm. which has been to Final Four, played in a national championship game recently, a couple years ago.
Based on the KenPom and a bunch of the other advanced ratings, the Pac-12, the Pac, as it's currently constituted, is a better basketball conference than they were previously.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Which, you can go, and now that you have your whale, you can go and say, this is what we have to offer you. And is it going to be a massive deal? Nope, it won't be, especially when you're giving Gonzaga a full share for not playing football, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it does sweeten the pot a little bit. And then you go into the negotiations, just like you said. All right, what does this annual payout mean if we get UNLV? What does it mean if we get Memphis?
I mean, you add UNLV and Memphis, you become like an incredibly good basketball conference.
You absolutely
like
do.
Not even like an okay, like you are an incredibly good
and
basketball
we
conference.
We talked about this yesterday, but they're moving towards the Big East model,
mm-hmm.
which is we are farming our land on the basketball court, and Big East doesn't have football
at all.
No, UConn,
yeah,
which plays independent,
mm-hmm.
but and oh, by the way, UConn said no. We didn't go to the Big 12. We're not going to the Pac-12. But you're saying we are a basketball conference. And then what they do have that the Big East doesn't is most of your member institutions do have football programs that you can sit there and you can say, look, we give you inventory in the fall, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to need inventory in the fall. Now, they may go down a road where, and this is, fans aren't going to like this, but you may be playing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night football.
You might be going action.
Often.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
You're alive. You're thriving.
And it's going to get you more money.
Mm-hmm.
It will get you more money.
And which maybe gets you an opportunity in that weird college football pro league.
Yeah. Which I'm so here for.
I mean, it's where we're going. I'm glad somebody did it. I'm glad somebody put pen to paper and were like, yeah, here's the college football pro league.
Bingo.
And then, you know, how they go about dividing that is going to be super interesting, because we joked off air last week, the whole Oregon State beating Purdue like a drum. That should have been Oregon State's chance to play for a spot in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Like
promotion relegation. Let's go.
I mean, Oregon State is clearly a significantly better program than Purdue. And yet Purdue gets to survive because of where they live.
Yeah,
that's the literal only defining factor.
Not even where they live, like where they got in early.
Yeah, but that was only
just
because
got in on the ground
because they were there geographically. That's where they were.
Yeah, I mean it's the dadgummest thing, right?
Which I
now.
Think that pro league, you know, or you know, amateur pro league, college pro league, whatever the hell you want to call it. What was it? CSFL, CFSL.
Is that what they're calling?
Yeah, it was something weird like that.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
name.
They need to workshop that.
Yeah,
but like, how they go about doing that? Does that get rid of the Purdues and Vanderbilts of the world? And does that uplift the Oregon States and Washington States of the world?
I hope it does, man. I hope it does. Because, look, Oregon State, we mentioned this yesterday with Indiana. Kirk Cignetti was right. They're 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
But heading into this year, Oregon State had more of a right with their football program over the last 20 years to play in a Power Four conference than Indiana ever had.
Absolutely.
I mean, ever. This is the best start that Indiana football's had since 1967.
Huh.
Right?
Turns out that dude's a pretty damn good coach.
He is. He is.
Useful.
Hot dang. Useful. Also note, today is the day.
Of?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Today is the very last day without a college or NFL game until November 27th.
Oh, this is that one day, huh?
I think 55 straight days?
Yeah.
55 consecutive days of football coming your way, because next week we get Fun Belt and Maction in the midweek, baby! Degenerates unite! I do. I love it. Andy Reid loves it. You heard what Andy Reid said about Maction?
No.
He said, I love Maction. It's where the most creative football comes from. Y'all have been missing out. I've been trying to tell people.
Look, Bowling Green, Little Toledo.
Akron.
Akron?
Yeah. You get a game in the Glass Bowl? Let's go.
God, was
Kent
it
State.
I think it actually was Akron. When I was looking at the PFF stuff last week, they were, when you were gone... One day we went through this, and I think it was Akron. They were the worst team in the country by almost every single measure.
Yeah.
Like, it was bad.
But you know what? You know what's fun about when you're that bad?
It gets real weird.
You get every trick play you could imagine. Like, I mean, you get that high school fake punt where he goes and he just throws the ball up into the air and somebody goes down and catches it.
Kent State. Akron's
yeah.
third.
Kent State. Yeah. Oh, they're third worst?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Kent State, New Mexico, Akron. So Kent State has allowed 257 points. New Mexico, 219. Akron, 201.
Those are all minor details there.
Oof, yeah. Buddy.
Our first Tuesday game is Conference USA, Florida International at Liberty. Then Wednesday, you get fired up for New Mexico State, Jacksonville State. Huh? The next week... You've got, it took me to back top 25. Nobody wants top 25. We get Troy, South Alabama, and Fun Belt on a Tuesday. Kennesaw State, Middle Tennessee State, Louisiana Tech, New Mexico State. Then you get Western Kentucky, Sam Houston State on Wednesday. God, it's a thing of beauty.
That's pretty good because...
it's a thing of beauty.
Akron has scored the ninth least amount of points in the state. Or in the state, in the country. Kennesaw State has scored the second least points in the country.
Oh,
so Miami of Ohio holds the distinction of the worst offense in the country. 48 points in four games.
Whoop, whoop.
Is that good?
I love that.
It's 12 points a game. Is that good?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Meanwhile, Northwestern has only scored 69 points this year. Positive point differential. They are plus six. They have scored 69. They've only given up 63.
Nice.
Pretty impressive.
That actually is really impressive.
Pretty impressive. Dave Bartu had a note the other day that if you had Northwestern's defense and God, it was another god awful. No, it was Boise State. Northwestern's defense and Boise State's offense, you'd have like the fourth or third best team in the country. But if you had Northwestern's offense and Boise State's defense, you'd have like the 120th worst team in football.
Yikes.
So it just goes to show you the strengths of those particular units. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.